We're now joined by head coach Tricia Atkinson of the Gallatin Lady Bulldogs. There's not a lot left in the regular season. There is a game coming up at Stanbury on Thursday, and that'll do it. The Lady Bulldogs, they were good on Saturday in a victory over Pattonsburg, 58-44. 2 days later, 2 days earlier, rather, beat Penny, 45-18. Pretty good run here coming out of that Green City loss, coach.
You know, we have. We worked on some things, and we talked about where we want to be before we head into districts, and I was pretty proud of how we came out after the Green City game.
Yeah, you're 4-1, but, you know, Green City was a hiccup, and for whatever reason, it just didn't go well that night. What were the things that you kind of zeroed in on to say, here's the things that we need to improve on out of that Green City performance?
You know, I don't know if it's sometimes shooting at a different, you know, with that open basket behind you at NCMC, sometimes it's hard to adjust your shots to it. We came out and we struggled that first quarter with only scoring 2 points, and they jumped out with a 14 run. But we made some adjustments, and there were some things, you know, we had to do the little things and come back and make some back cuts and maybe adjust our plays a little bit.
What improved against Penny on Thursday night? What in the couple of days of practice and then in the Penny game itself, where did the girls just look better on Thursday night?
You know, just a little chopping our feet on defense and going back and, you know, running through the little things at practice and reminding ourselves that we have to go back and do all of these little things that we started at the beginning of season, and that's what it takes is, you know, to be successful at the end of the season is combine, you know, the plays that you learn and then all the little things that we've been working on the whole way.
So, you know, we kind of talked about how your team has improved, but every once in a while, you know, Green City was kind of this way. The Trenton game was a little bit this way where you just have a little bit of a hiccup. Are the girls kind of the point where they've figured out how to play as a good team, but now they're just trying to get that consistency of doing it every night?
Yeah, I feel like that we, like you said, we had a couple hiccups, and that's to be expected. I feel like it for every team. We always have those nights. And so the girls have really come a long way since the beginning of the season, and they're doing a lot better about using all five of them on the floor, you know, at one time. One solid person doesn't have to do the whole thing. And so that's tremendous for us. And it's also, I told the girls, you know, that's hard to guard if we can have all five girls be scorers of a night.
As you look back to where the program was a year ago, Coach, at the end of last season to where you are now, you're so much improved. What were kind of the couple areas that you looked at, you know, spring, early summer, where you looked at the program and said, here's where you need to get better? What were those areas that you really zoomed on here months ago?
You know, teamwork was a big one for me, and I'm big on that. And the girls will hear that in practice, and they'll hear it in the game. You know, teamwork will win us ball games, and that was something that I really wanted to focus on is getting all 13 of my girls to understand that they all play a role on this team. And no matter if you go in a game of every single night or you go in for 3 minutes, you are an asset to this team. And so that's what we've really been working on. And another thing we've been working on is our, you know, moving the ball, what we do on offense and not just standing and being able to think for ourselves and think on our feet. And I think they've improved so much on that.
So you're a 4 seed next week. You go to districts at Plattsburgh. So you got to play Plattsburgh at their place Tuesday, you know, never ideal, but you know, you have the higher seed, and I've seen Plattsburgh. I think you can play with them. If you play well, you can beat them. But as, I just don't know what West Platte has as 1 seed. I assume they're awfully good. But are the girls really excited that they can look at a district this year and say, hey, if we play our game, we feel like we got a shot?
Yeah, so actually, Tom, the girls are going to Dearborn this year at North Platte instead of Plattsburgh. And so we don't have to play Plattsburgh at their place, but we'll play them at North Platte.
I knew that was going to throw me off because I've been looking at these things. The districts that aren't being held at the same site, girls and boys, that's a completely different deal that Misha has this year.
It is. But, you know, we're ready for Plattsburgh, and that's what I told the girls, you know, Saturday after our fourth-place conference finish was that they are very capable of, you know, winning a first round districts this year.
Yeah, I'm hopeful for me now for the media people that, you know, take the time and make sure you know where these things are going to be if you're listening to me out there, because even if you're a fan, there are some different looks to the Misha bracket for this year with sites and those things.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We're at North Platte this year, and our boys are at Plattsburgh.
Well, you got to go a little bit further than the boys. I feel like that on a night to night basis, Coach. That your best player, your leading scorer is Annabelle Ball. Has Annabelle got to the point where your offense kind of runs through her, where you come into the front court and you say, "Let's get Annabelle a touch every game and." Yeah, every possession, and if she finds a perimeter shooter, then so be it, but we want to have the offense run through Ball.
You know, Annabelle and I have been working this year, and I've really told her to work on her inside game, and people know that, you know, she can score inside, so then they collapse down on her to work on kicking it back out. And so, you know, we have lots of perimeter shooters, and we have guards that can drive to the hole. So I think that really benefits us as a whole, because we know we can throw it into Annabelle, but she's been doing a great job about either scoring when she's in there or kicking it back out to a guard who can shoot a three.
You played, I'm trying to remember here because I don't have the bracket in front of me. Did you play in the morning on Saturday against Pattonsburg? Is that correct?
Yeah, we played at 9 Saturday morning.
How big of a challenge was it to play at that hour for the girls?
Oh, man. I think when we first started out, I had to remind them that we're here to play basketball, you know, that maybe we weren't awake yet. But I was very proud of how we came out. It was a close game, you know, the first quarter, but then we woke up and we were ready to play ball that second quarter.
Yeah, you have an interesting team. I mentioned Annabelle, but in one of the other games that I called against Milan, I think Callie Salmon had 20 points in the first half. I mean, she was, you know, red hot. So do you kind of have that sense that, do you look, when you're offensively coached, do you kind of look to see who has the hot hand and then kind of run through them for a little bit? Is that something that you look for on a night-to-night basis?
You know, that is something that we look for. And again, I told the girls, you know, if you can be a scorer, then it's hard to guard five scorers on the floor at the time. And so that is one thing. You know, Callie's really stepped up this year. She can either step outside and shoot the three, or she's been doing real good about driving to the hole. And so, you know, if it's not Annabelle, it may be Callie. If it's not Callie, it may be another player who's hot that night and can score. And that's, you know, that's a benefit that I feel is great for our team.
Has your team kind of got to the point? I kind of feel like that when teams get to a certain point, you kind of roll out on the floor and say, I know that we play different teams. You got Stanbury at their place on Thursday. You know, you're going to play Plattsburgh next Tuesday in the first round of districts. Are you kind of at that point now with the program where you say, I don't care who we're playing. If we play Gallatin Bulldog basketball, we're going to be tough to beat?
You know, that's funny that you asked me that, because Saturday morning I told the girls at halftime, I said, we played Pattonsburg before. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter who we're playing. We are here to play Gallatin basketball. And if we play our Lady Bulldog basketball, we will be fine.
How important is it at the end of the season, Coach? You're sitting 12-11. You have, I think, a winnable game at Stanbury on Thursday if you play well. That would, at no worst, that would clinch you a winning season. How big would a winning season be for your program this year?
I think that would be tremendous for us. And that was at the beginning of the season. You know, I told the girls that I set a goal for our team this year, and that was to end in the top five in conference and to have a 500 season. And, you know, there was a lot of the girls on the team that was a goal for them, too, is to have a 500 season. And they've worked really hard this year, and they've worked on small goals, and we've achieved them, and I'm very proud of them.
You have. There are a couple of teams that you'd be familiar with, obviously, Penny, Polo, and Maysville, bottom of the bracket. But on your top half of the bracket, you know, the West Platts, the Plattsburgs, North Platte, number two seed. If you're fortunate enough to play some of those teams, and obviously you're playing Plattsburgh, do you have a fair amount of knowledge or scouting report on some of those KCI teams going into next week?
Yeah, you know, like you said, I've seen that lower half of the bracket. I've seen them play, and so yeah, I've got some film on some others, and I've been able to watch some of their games, but It'll just have to take it game by game.
What is it, Coach, outside of the fact, you know, obviously, you can give me the answer, hey, if the ball's going in, we look good, and if it's not, you know, we don't look so good. And I know it's more complicated than that. What are the things that separate the Gallatin team that kind of struggled against Green City from the one that, you know, gets into that 58-point range against Pattonsburg, scores 61 against Milan? What do you see as kind of the separating thing between the Gallatin team that struggles a little bit and the Gallatin team that really gets things rolling?
You know, I think sometimes when we have a rough start to the game, that could get to us. And I think with any team, you know, like mentally, that it frustrates you whenever your shots aren't falling. And so you might, you know, I have players that, you know, are scared to shoot if their shots aren't falling. And I'm like, girls, it's gonna, if you don't keep shooting, it's not gonna fall. And so I think just keeping our spirits and our confidence level up, and keeping the girls on the bench, you know, supporting the girls on the floor and everything like that.
I think the one thing that you really kind of zoomed in on, too, and you say, you know, if Gallatin's rolling well, you kind of figured out at a very early stage that we're pretty deep and we're also pretty quick. You know, not the biggest team around, but you have a lot of guards that can really get after people. So that full court press has been really beneficial for you this year, has it not?
Yeah, it has. You know, we hit a rough patch with that full court press, and so we had to make some adjustments. And we, you know, the girls really like it, and I like that they want to get after it. And so it's nice that we can. I do have some guards that can come down and play some post positions if they need to, or it's really nice having a deep bench, because then I can put some girls in to get some fresh legs, and they will get after it also.
Well, I've been spending the afternoon kind of figuring out, okay, where are we going next week for districts. I'm glad you reminded me that you and the girls are going to Dearborn next week, Coach. That would have been highly not good if I went to Plattsburgh.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been good for you.
No. I'm a little short hop between one and the other, but still, I'm glad you reminded me of that. Appreciate the time, Coach. We'll get back to practice and getting ready for Stanbury. Good luck on Thursday night.
All right, thanks. I appreciate the coverage.